In this episode, you'll learn three of the most common mistakes leaders make when it comes to performance management and what to do instead to ensure you're leading high-performing teams without all the wasted energy or drama.
Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders.
Hey, welcome to the show. Today, you'll get the three most common leadership mistakes that hold back your performance management and what to do instead. And when you do these three things consistently, you will have high-performing teams. You'll have way less wasted energy and drama, and you'll be a leader people want to work with. So let's get to it. The first of these mistakes, and this is so common, and you can see this in Google search results, and we see it in search traffic that comes to our site all the time, is to focus on performance evaluation, the formal performance eval system, as opposed to performance management. Now, what do I mean by this? Why do we see this surge in traffic? Well, you get towards the end of every year and people start searching, oh, how do I give performance feedback? Well, the problem here is that they're focused on that performance evaluation. I've got a 6 month or a year end performance evaluation, that formal evaluation. The problem with this and why this is a mistake is performance evaluation is just a formal summary of feedback that should be taking place throughout the year. So if your entire approach to performance management is focused on the evaluation process, you're missing the boat. You're way too late in the game. You're not giving the feedback that needs to happen along the way. And you're going to have a meaningless evaluation because it's going to come out of the blue. It's not going to be grounded in ongoing feedback. It's worthless. It's a waste of time. And yet so many people, that's where they put their focus when it comes to performance management. It's all about the evaluation cycle. So what do we do instead of just that sole focus on performance evaluation? What you're going to do instead is consistently close the loop. What do I mean by that? Whenever, as a leader, as a team, two human beings, anytime you make an agreement, anytime you set an intention, there are only two outcomes. Either you did it or you didn't do it. If you did do it, time to acknowledge that. Let's celebrate. And that level of celebration might be a very simple just recognition. Hey, we did that. Hey, good work there. Here's what you did. Here's why it mattered. If it's a more significant thing, there might be confetti and balloons and music and it might be a party. But if you did it, we recognize it. So somebody does something well, recognize it. Give that positive feedback along the way. If it doesn't happen, all right, time for some accountability. If as a team we didn't do what we said we were going to do, it's time to learn from that. And we have that conversation. For individuals, when they're not meeting expectation, when they haven't followed through on a commitment, when they have maybe acted in a way that was not collegial or collaborative or undermined team performance, any of those kinds of things, either way, whether it's not meeting performance expectations or it's behaving in a way that is not serving the group, we have the conversation right then. We have the feedback conversation. We're closing the loop with what wasn't happening. And so we have an inspire conversation. Connect to your intent, connect to the person, connect to the facts as you know them, get curious what's happening from their perspective, how do they think they can solve it, and then end with commitment. Check for understanding, here's what I hear you saying, and then you move forward with a scheduled finish so that you're following through. That's the process. Do those two things consistently. Focus on consistently closing the loop with celebration, recognition when things go well, and those accountability feedback conversations when they don't. And now you've got an ongoing habit of conversation, and your performance evaluation just summarizes that. It's a formal summary of the conversations you've been having throughout the year. All right, so that's mistake number one, focusing only on evaluation, not on the ongoing conversations. To do it right, have the consistent feedback conversations. You need to have positive feedback, accountability feedback, all of that to consistently close the loop. Okay, so if the first mistake is that sole focus on the performance evaluations, this next one is maybe even more common. Mistake number two is to focus only on feedback conversations. What do I mean by this? This is the manager who doesn't have really clear expectations for their team or gives contradictory priorities and then gets frustrated when people don't follow through and is all about, all right, we need to have feedback conversations. We need accountability in our organization. And they focus on trying to have those accountability and feedback conversations before they've set the foundation for actual performance. Your team cannot perform. They cannot perform well, and you have no foundation for performance management if you don't have very clear outcomes, if you don't have a crystal clear understanding of what a successful outcome does. So it's not just what is the task we're doing, but it's why are we doing it? What purpose does it serve? What do we actually need to achieve here? And we're achieving that. People need to know that. They need to know how it factors into the organization's bigger picture. So whatever work they're doing as a group, how does that achieve some of the strategic aims? And then at the individual level, do they know specifically how their work impacts or affects those team outcomes? Do they know how to be successful at achieving those goals? So what are the 2, 3, 4 specific critical things that they do regularly that are going to make the difference? So many managers, and I mean at every level, whether we're talking frontline all the way up to CEO, focus on, oh, we need accountability. They don't build a sufficient foundation for performance. So if you'll build a good foundation for performance, you'll clear up a ton of the accountability conversations. You'll never need to have them. We'll do a future episode on that in depth. But here's how you build that foundation performance. You get aligned communication. Okay. Everyone knows strategically what are we trying to accomplish. Everyone knows how their unit, their team, their group, their department contributes to that bigger picture. And every individual knows specifically how they make that difference. What are the 2, 3, 4 things that they're going to do on an ongoing basis every day, every week that are contributing to those positive outcomes? Anything less than that, and you don't have a foundation for performance. You don't have a way to hold one another accountable because you don't have a clear outcome. You also need clear timeframes. You need to know what to do in competing priorities and all of those sorts of things. So you use communication tools if you're a longtime listener, like 5x5 communication, check for understanding, scheduling the finish, all of those kinds of communication tools to ensure everyone's on the same page and knows how to be successful. If people don't know how to be successful, obviously they can't succeed, and you don't have that foundation for performance management. So mistake number two, focusing only on the feedback and the accountability conversations and failing to build an adequate foundation for performance. So of course, the positive thing to do here, what do you need to do to get this right? Build that performance foundation. Have the clear communication. Clearly help everyone in your group, unit, or company, business understand strategically what are you trying to accomplish? How does each group, the one they're a part of, make that difference, contribute to those strategic outcomes? And then individually, how specifically does each person, practically speaking, make that difference every day, every week? And if you're not sure if that's the case, you're like, well, I'm not sure if I've got that or not. Imagine that I were to come and interview your folks and ask them those questions. If you're confident that anybody with no feedback conversation prior with you, if I could go have that conversation and I would get aligned answers, they all line up, they all work together, they all make sense, great, then you have the foundation you need. But barring that, you probably need to invest in building that foundation for performance. Okay, mistake number one, focusing only on performance evaluation. What do we do instead? We want consistent closing the loop, consistent feedback conversations throughout the year. Mistake number two, focusing only on feedback and accountability conversations. What do we do instead? We need to build a strong foundation for performance with really clear shared communication, mutual understanding, and getting specific about for every individual how, for every team, what they're doing, and for the organization strategically, what are we trying to accomplish? Mistake number three, this one also very, very common. When organizations are talking about performance management, they often focus on managers and ignore senior leaders and individual contributors. So you got all these team members and you got these senior leaders, and yet most of the focus on performance management will take place for kind of the from frontline leaders on up through those middle managers. Okay, so why is this a mistake? Well, first, let's talk about the way it's not a mistake. Of course, if you're leading your manager in any capacity, you need the ability to have these kinds of feedback conversations and to do that well. You need to build a strong performance for a strong foundation for performance, and you need to be having the ongoing celebration and accountability conversations as needed. That said, so do senior leaders, and so do team members. And this is where it's often overlooked. Senior leaders will sometimes think, oh, it's, you know, I've got strategic work to be doing. People should know I shouldn't have to do that. You can have a lot of those kinds of reasons that creep in. And yet, just like any other aspect of leadership, you are modeling for your team, for your organization. So if you're a senior leader and you're listening to this going, yeah, no, we need to focus on getting our managers and leaders trained with performance management and accountability conversations, building a strong performance foundation. Are you doing it? Can they video record you for 48 hours, watch that, and base their behavior on what you're doing? If not, if they can't see you doing it, you got a problem. You need to be investing in that for yourself. Likewise, individual contributors are team members. The highest performing teams, it is not the leader's job to be the only one doing accountability. Highest performing teams, it's mutual accountability. Everyone on the team in the organization can hold everyone else accountable. We have mutual shared outcomes. We know what those foundation for performance looks like. We know what our successful outcomes do for one another. And when it's not happening, we can recognize it. We can call attention to it. And we can hold one another accountable. That includes both at a peer level and managing up. Manager's not getting it done, didn't follow through on something they said they would do. Doesn't mean they're a bad person, just means they're a person, they're a human being. So how can their team hold them accountable? This is the mistake that is the third most common mistake, is to focus on just the managers and leaders and ignore those senior leaders and team members. So how do we get this right? How we get it right is to equip every single person in the business with the tools and the expectation. So we start with the tools. Here's how we have those conversations when performance foundation isn't clear. Here's how we're going to clarify it. Here's how we're going to check for understanding, schedule the finish. Here's how we're going to do our 5x5 communication. Here's how we're going to ensure clarity and that we're on the same page. So that's the first tool. Second tool we need is, how do we recognize one another when we get it right? How do we celebrate that? And then the third tool is, how do we have the accountability conversations when it doesn't happen? How can a team member safely address another team member and say, hey, I noticed that that box just fell off the belt and you popped it back on. And listen, our quality standard is nothing goes out if there's any chance unless we've inspected it. So we need to set that aside. We need to open it up and make sure it's good before we do it. You know, we just have the ability to have these quick little intervention conversations that maintain our values, maintain our standards. Everyone knows how to do it, and not just has the tools to do it, but the expectation that we're doing it. So it's not just as a leader, I'm giving you permission to hold me accountable. It's you have that expectation that you will hold me accountable. And you can expect the same from me. You can expect the same from your team members, and they expect it from you. Senior leaders, you have the same tools and you're visibly modeling them. You're celebrating it when it happens. Hey, listen, this was a brilliant example of accountability and peer learning and mutual standard enforcing here that we did. That was awesome. And people can watch you do it as well. So those are the three mistakes, the three most common mistakes when it comes to performance management and what to do instead. Number one, instead of focusing on performance evaluation, focus on consistently closing the loop with those positive and accountability feedback conversations when they need to happen in the moment. Mistake number two, focusing only on feedback and accountability conversations. What do we do to get it right? Build that performance foundation. Get the clarity conversations needed. Resolve competing priorities. Make sure everybody knows specifically how, all the way from top to bottom. And then number three, instead of making the mistake of just focusing on your frontline middle-level managers, get your senior leaders, get individual contributors. Every single human being in the business is equipped, expected, and celebrated to have those feedback, accountability, performance conversations with one another. And that's how you focus on performance management in a way that will build a culture where performance is the norm. And if you want to equip the leaders in your organization with practical human-centered performance management tools like these, give me a shout. You can reach me at david.dye@letsgrowleaders.com. Love to talk to you about that. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Until next time, I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you to be the leader you want your boss to be.